want to get that close?
Tell me what you were thinking on that goal. Did you, when you got the rebound, poking that through, just go through the series of events?
Yeah, I somehow when Sutsi passed that puck, I kind of knew he was going to bounce over the stick. I just saw the trajectory or something was, so I was very optimistic that it's going to bounce, and it did. And luckily I caught it because it almost bounced over my stick. And yeah, I know Holtby pretty well, so I knew, he knows I'm going to go. I usually shoot high gloves, so I thought I'm going to mix it up and try to go five hole. And luckily he lost the puck after he made a good save on the original shot, and I had able with my reach to poke it in.
That was a game time goal, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what's going through you guys' mind on the bench at that point?
I don't know. I was excited at least. It was felt pretty good, and it was a big goal, and it felt really good to score two quick goals early in the third and roll from there. I feel kind of like the bounces have maybe gone a little bit, maybe Hershey's way the last few games. So I think it just the bounces even out tonight, and we got a couple very fortunate bounces on the first and third goal, and luckily we capitalized on those and try to do it again on Sunday.
Going back to Hershey, how do you guys not have the same start that you did tonight?
Yeah, that's something we have to. I don't know how we came out that flat today, and we have to make sure we don't think that this momentum is going to just automatically carry over to Sunday. So we have to really dig deep and make sure our preparation is there, because we know Hershey, I know especially, I've played for those guys, that they come out hard. They don't think about what happened last game. They're going to come out and play their best hockey, and we have to play our best hockey of the year.
Thanks, awesome stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.